now present the exciting, unforgettable radio drama, Front Page Farrell. The story of a crack newspaper man and his wife. The story of David and Sally Farrell. Today, David is covering the story which he calls The Man Who Knew All the Angles. Beware of unpleasing breath that breeds between teeth. Get Colonel's toothpaste with amazing dental floss action for a clean mouth and a pleasing breath. Most unpleasing breath breeds between the teeth in the deep recesses where food particles can collect and decay. These are the places that must be reached to have a really clean mouth, a pleasant breath. Your dentist knows this to be true. Now, Colonel's toothpaste gives you dental floss action. That is, sends thousands of active cleansing bubbles to penetrate hard-to-reach dental areas. Helps dislodge bits of food that can cause unpleasing breath and tooth decay. What's more, Colonos has high-polishing action. Brightens dingy teeth by removing ordinary yellow surface stains. Colonos is gentle, safe for even children's teeth and tender gums. Enjoy its cool, clean, minty flavor. Most refreshing toothpaste ever. Test Colonos in your own way. Keeps your teeth bright, your breath right. Colonos toothpaste is dentist-approved, dentist recommended. Get Colonos with dental floss action today. Save 31 cents on the giant economy size. And now, Front Page Farrell and the story he's covering for his newspaper. The story he calls The Man Who Knew All the Angles. In spite of David Farrell's efforts, Cy Burdick, the racketeer who lends money to workmen at illegal rates of interest, continues to operate unchallenged. David Farrell's plan to trap Burdick with marked money failed because Burdick knew that David Farrell was posing as a laborer at the building project. Then, David Farrell began going from one of Burdick's victims to another, but he still hasn't found a single man willing to testify against the racketeer. This evening, David Farrell's wife, Sally, suggested that her husband try once more to persuade Lester Gleason, the young crane operator who gave David Farrell the material for his original newspaper story about Burdick. Now, David Farrell has just returned from Gleason's apartment, and he seems quite upset as he calls...
Sally! Sally!
Yes, David, what is it? My goodness, you're back so soon.
Yeah.
Didn't have much of a talk with Lester Gleason, did you?
Too much. Sally, darling, I wish you hadn't suggested I see him. I know you wanted to be helpful, darling, but I wish you hadn't been just this once.
Well, he wouldn't testify against Burdick.
Of course not.
Oh, it doesn't do any harm to try,
Not Dave. Much it didn't. Look at my hands.
Well, your hands?
Yeah, calloused and grimy. The fingernails all cracked and broken.
They got that way from honest labor, Dave.
From pushing a wheelbarrow, yes, darling. And Gleason spotted them.
Oh?
He thought he'd seen me working at the building project, but he couldn't believe it. After he took a look at these hands, he was sure.
And is that what's got you so upset?
Well, isn't that enough?
Oh, David Farrell, I don't understand you at all.
What?
Here you are fighting Cy Burdick, a powerful gangster who's been convicted 3 times already and faces a life sentence if he's caught again. You know that he'll do anything to prevent that, even murder if he thinks he has to.
Well?
And Burdick is perfectly well aware of what you're doing. He knows that you're posing as a workman on the job just to gather evidence against him.
Well.
And after all, that doesn't frighten you one bit. But just because Lester Gleason, a perfectly harmless young man who used to be one of Burdick's victims himself, just because Lester found out about you now, well, you hit the ceiling, darling. Does that make sense?
Well, it's because Gleason's so nosy. You wanted me to tell him what I'm doing there, but of course I wouldn't.
Well, couldn't he guess?
Oh, sure. He must be afraid that I've got some angle that he doesn't know about.
Yes, that would drive Lester out of his mind, wouldn't it?
I'm glad you're so amused, darling.
David, for goodness sake, what harm can Lester do?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to keep right on going from one man to another. Maybe somehow, somewhere, I'll find one or two who'll be willing to bring charges against Burdick. And if Lester Gleason gets in my way with his angles, there's going to be trouble. Oh, come on now, Mac, tell the truth. You borrowed money from Cy Burdick, didn't you?
All right, Farrell, so I did, so what?
Well, don't you understand? It's against the law to charge interest like he does. It's a crime. It's called usury. If a few of us guys go to the police with what we know, we can have Burdick put away for a long time.
Save it, Farrell. I ain't interested.
Mac, listen, will you? Between Burdick and his gun-toting gorillas, I'll bet you half the men on this job are tied to him with ropes around their necks. And he keeps pulling on the ropes. He gets every cent they earn. Half the time, their kids don't even get enough food.
You're telling me. Like it didn't happen to me for a while.
But then why don't you do something about
it? Look, I'm a bricklayer. I put one brick on top of another. That's my business, and I mind my business. Do you get me?
Okay, Mac. I'll see you around sometime. Hey, hiya, Mac.
Oh, hello, Gleason. What do you know?
Hey, what's a good word, Mac? How's the family?
Oh, okay.
What's new?
Not much.
Hey, Mac, don't mind my asking, but I noticed you talking to that guy Farrell.
Yeah?
Yeah, what about?
Who wants to know?
Ah, oh, don't be like that, Mac. I got a reason for asking. What did he want from you?
Gleason, look, I'm a bricklayer. I put one brick on top of another. That's my business, and I mind my business. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Okay, now you mind yours.
Don't kid me, Wagner. I know you borrowed money from Burdick. Didn't I see you and Keck with your heads together last payday? Doesn't Keck collect for Burdick?
Look, Farrell, I'm a nervous type guy. I got my own troubles. I don't want to talk about Keck or Burdick neither. Now, leave me alone, will you?
What do you say, Wagner? Can't you do a pal a favor? I'm only asking you what Farrell wanted, so what is that, the secret of the atom bomb?
Gleason, I'm a nervous type guy. I got my own troubles. I don't want to talk about the atom bomb or Farrell neither. Now, leave me alone, will you?
Will you testify against Cy Burdick?
No.
You tell me what Farrell wants?
No.
Sit down, Keck.
Yeah, sure, Si. What's the trouble?
David Farrell.
Oh, him.
Keck, I don't like to waste anything. Money, time, or words. Si Burdick never looks for trouble, but he never runs away from it either.
Sure, Si. Everybody knows that.
David Farrell doesn't know it. He took a little walk down to your territory today. Farrell's still there.
Yeah.
Do I need a wise newspaper reporter giving me the needle?
Nope.
Well, I warned him. No use. He's still there. He's trying to get somebody to open up against me, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta put him where he won't bother us anymore, Kick.
Whatever you say, boss.
No, I'm sitting here asking myself how to do that. Round the construction job, that shouldn't be hard.
What do you mean, Si?
Well, he could fall down a few stories, or something could fall on him. We got a big selection.
Uh-huh. Who's gonna do the job, Si?
You don't expect me to do that kind of thing, do you?
No, I ain't anxious to do it neither. Ain't in my line.
Okay, but if I have to tell a man from another project,
No, no, boss, wait a minute. I'll get it done, don't worry. I ain't saying I'll do it myself, but, I'll get it done.
How? Oh.
Well, there's a guy who'll do it. Labo.
Who?
Labo. His name is Lab, but they call him Labo. He's built like a horse, and he's got maybe a little less brains. He's always after me to get him into the organization.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell him maybe after he does this job, and I'll tell you what, I'll promise him $100. Okay, Si?
I don't know. He's as dumb as you say.
Hey, wait, boss. I just thought. Labo works on the wet concrete. That's his job. He stands there and makes it smooth with a rake.
Very good. Maybe Mr. Farrell should fall into some nice wet concrete. Yeah, I like that. Who would ever find the body, eh? Not as long as the building stands.
Or even if they do, boss. Even if an accident happens and they find him, so what? The boys were telling me what a clumsy ox he is on a job. They put him on one thing after another, and every time he kept hurting himself and tripping all over the place.
That's enough, Kick. Get Labo over here as fast as you can. Now, Labo, you understand what I want you to do, eh?
Sure, you bet, Mr. Burdick.
You think you can do it?
Sure. I slug him and I throw him in the cement. What's hard?
Good, good. You won't have any trouble recognizing Farrell, will you?
What's that, Mr. Burdick?
I say, you know what Farrell looks like. Well, do you?
No.
Oh, fine. Didn't he ever come and talk to you?
Who?
Who? Farrell.
I don't know him.
Didn't a man ever come and talk to you about me?
Only Mr. Keck.
Okay. Don't you get it, boss? Farrell's been talking to almost every man on the job. If he didn't talk to Labo yet, that means he will.
Yeah. I'll take a chance on that. Farrell won't want to waste time any more than I do, so we ought to get to Labo soon. Now, Labo, pay attention.
Sure, Mr. Burdick.
Pretty soon. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, but soon. A man will come up to you and start talking. Probably about me. But he'll talk in a certain way. Like it's very important. Low, nice. Like he wants to borrow money.
I ain't got any.
Shut up! I don't want any mistakes. When the man comes, ask him what his name is. Now, be sure you do that, understand?
Yeah. I ask him what's his name.
And if he says his name is Farrell, well?
Well?
What do you do then?
If he says his name is Farrell,
Yes. What do you do then?
I slug him and throw him into cement. How's that?
Very good!
Unaware of the danger in store, David Farrell continues making his rounds of the workmen. Will the thick-witted Labo carry out Cy Burdick's instructions? Be sure to listen again tomorrow for Front Page Farrell and the exciting story he's covering for his newspaper. The story he calls The Man Who Knew All the Angles. Don't pay fancy prices to keep your floors and linoleum bright and beautiful. Get AeroWax, the economical no-rubbing floor wax that saves you up to 30 cents a pint. Yes, you can cut your floor waxing costs in half with AeroWax. Modern production methods enable the makers of AeroWax to offer this wonderful floor wax at a bargain price, only 29 cents a pint. And you'll get a beautiful job, too. AeroWax is quick and easy. Just spread it on, let it dry. No rubbing, no buffing. AeroWax shines itself to a hard, gleaming, lasting finish. Buy a can next time you shop and discover today's biggest bargain in self-polishing floor wax. You can get it at all good stores. Remember, you pay only 29 cents a pint for AeroWax, and you save up to 30 cents every time, even more on larger sizes. Look for, ask for, that blue and white can of AeroWax. When it comes to floors, AeroWax really shines. Front Page Farrell is on the air again at this same time tomorrow. Be sure to listen. This is Ed Fleming saying goodbye for the sponsors of Front Page Farrell. If you suffer from painful corns that make it agony for you to wear shoes, torture for you to walk, listen. There's an amazing liquid that's guaranteed to remove your corns or double your money back. It's Freezone Liquid Corn Remover. And it goes to work to cool and soothe the burning pain and starts to remove the corn the instant it's applied. Then, when continued to use as directed, this amazing liquid actually removes the corn. There's no muss, no fuss, no need to wear bulky, uncomfortable-feeling pads. Get Freezone, Freezone Liquid Corn Remover today, with this understanding. If Freezone doesn't remove your corn and give you blessed relief from pain while it's doing it, we will give you double your money back.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.